Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Well, we are so grateful to the Lord God Almighty and to have such a wonderful time that we should reflect on the grace of the Lord and try to understand what God says in our lives. Remember, my family, on intimate moments, we talk issues of the kingdom. Now, the word of the Lord says it unto us, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So I'm not alone in the studio. Pastor Ernest Wadi on Intimate Moments, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We just want to bring him and try to find out from the servant of the Lord what the Lord has laid in his heart. Good evening and welcome, Ruth.
Ndatimash, again, thank you so much for having me. May the Lord God Almighty continue to bless us as the Lord is giving us this opportunity to share the word of the Lord with our brothers and sisters.
Maruti, there are storms that we're facing on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And Jesus says, I told you these things that in this world you shall have tribulation.
Oh, yeah.
But he started by saying, you must have peace in me. In this world, you shall have tribulation.
Yeah.
But be of good courage, you people, because I have overcome the world.
Sure. That's so true, Ndate Mashakeni. Maybe as you had quoted that passage of scripture, I can also refer to the book of Luke chapter 8 from verse number 22. The Bible tells us to say, one day he got into a boat with his disciples and he said to them, that is Jesus, let us go across to the other side of the lake. So they set out, and as they sailed, he fell asleep, and a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in danger. Maybe let me pause here, and then I will continue to read. But I want to show you something, because you spoke about the storms, Ndate Mashakeni. And this is where Jesus was telling the disciples to say, let us cross over to the other side. And remember, at this time, Jesus was in the business of doing the ministry into which God had called him to do. And the disciples, they agreed, they were sailing together with Christ. Unfortunately, it happened that as they were sailing, then the wind came, and a big storm, and the Bible tells us to say a wind storm came down on the lake, and they were now in a serious challenges. The Bible says they were in danger. And because of the storm, we are told that Jesus was asleep at that time, and that's when they went to, you know, awake him. They said, Master, Master, we are perishing. Please wake up. And that's where Jesus rebuked the storm. But what I wanted to show you is that, Ndate Mashakeni, you know, because Jesus was sailing together with disciples with the intention of crossing over to the other lake and to do ministry, then they were right in trouble. And I want to bring this concept to say, there are times in our lives where we do ministry for those who are in ministry, for those who are, you know, doing certain things that which God has called them to do. There are those who are, you know, doing acts of kindness.
Yes.
They are having feeding schemes.
Yes.
They are feeding people, orphans. They are running organizations and so on.
Mm.
But as you continue to do what God is calling you to do, you suddenly experience a storm. And you ask yourself to say, but why do I have to go through this storm, whereas I'm doing acts of kindness?
Absolutely.
I'm feeding people who do not have food.
Mm.
I'm a counselor. I feed or I assist people in counseling. And I'm a nurse. I try to heal people. I'm a doctor. I'm a psychologist. I'm doing this. I'm a pastor. I try by all means, like Jesus, as he was continuing to do the ministry, but together with the disciples, they are now finding themselves in a big trouble. And the Bible says they were in danger. danger. Now, this word, danger,
yeah,
it means, you know, it is a threatening word that may indicate to say your life may be taken away from you. And you are finding that situation.
That's the NS word.
But the good thing is that Christ is with them. But this Christ is now asleep, and they had to go to awaken him.
Now, it means that there will be challenges, there will be dangers that we face on daily basis. Look at the disciples. The Lord Jesus was fast asleep.
Yes. Now, dangers are there, Mdade Mashakini. And the disciples are now experiencing these problems. And they just decide to say, let us go, because they know that the master is here.
I love that.
And they
I love
say,
that. I love
let
that.
Me read verse number 24. Verse number 24 says, and they went and woke him, saying, Master, Master, we are perishing. Remember, I said the word danger may actually indicate to say your life may be taken away from you. And the disciples, they realize that they are in danger. They awake the master. They tell him to say our lives may be taken away from us. We are about to perish. And actual fact, they say we are perishing. Please wake up. And Jesus woke up, and the Bible tells us to say he rebuked the wind. There are winds that are, you know, it's only Christ who can rebuke them. There are winds, Mdade Mashakeni. When we experience these winds,
yes,
we know who to go to. We don't go to other people. Let us go and awake Christ.
Now, the question is, Pastor Ernest Ward, is Christ being taken out by surprises whenever we face the dangers and the things that we come across on a daily basis? Because the Bible says he awoke.
Yeah.
Would you say that he was surprised by the storm?
Mdade Mashakeni, you know, Christ is sovereign. Jesus is sovereign. He is the creator of everything that which we have. I believe that Jesus was asleep just to test their faith. And I believe that he wanted to see hore batho ba tumelo ya bona e mo hukai na. He really wanted to see to whom they believe. And the good thing that they did, they knew that there is master. The master is here with us. It was not by a surprise, because he knew, Jesus knew what is going to happen as they were sailing across.
I hear you.
So he deliberately rested so that when the winds blew and beat about the boat,
yes,
then the disciples, they should know that the master is here. They should know where in times of a crisis to run to. And they ran to awake Christ. They said, Master, wake up. We are about to perish.
No wonder my family, and together with Pastor Ernest Wadi, as he's sharing the word, Psalm 46, God is our strength and our refuge, a very present help in trouble.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A very present help in trouble. Meaning that he's always found.
Exactly.
Whenever we are in danger, whenever things are not going our way, he's found.
Yeah. Mdade Mashakeni, that's so true. He is actually found. What we need to do, it is just to call upon him to say, Jesus, we are in a situation. And once we do so, he will wake up. In other words, he will intervene in our situation. Now, the storm beat about the boat. The boat was just shaking, and the rains, you know, the winds, Mdade Mashakeni, it was just a terrible situation, and they saw death approaching them. Once they saw death approaching them, they went straight to the Lord and say, please intervene. What is it that we are going through? What kind of challenges that we experience? Who do we call in times of challenges. The only one that we can call upon is only Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. This is the one that when we call him, he will actually intervene, and he knows the right time to intervene. Remember that when they were experiencing the wind and the shaking of the boat, and the boat was about to drown and so on, it really, I want to believe that it took time, and they thought maybe the wind will subside. They thought that the wind will die down. But unfortunately, it continued to a point where they said to themselves, let us go and, you know, ask the intervention of the Master.
Pastor Ernest Hwadi, Intimate Moments. We're coming back and we are going to look at this man who did calm the storm.
Yeah.
The Lord Jesus Christ himself.
Wow.
The storms of life will always rise in our lives. But I love what he said, the servant of the Lord, that they called Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Pastor Ernest Hwadi,
Ndodi Mashakini,
we are continuing.
Praise the Lord. We thank God, Ndodi Mashakini. You know, as they continued to call upon Jesus, they said, Master, Master, we are perishing. And he awoke and he rebuked the wind and the raging waves, and they ceased, and there was calm. You know, this is so great that the Mashakini Hure. Hey, Jesus Christ, how we know that there will be changes. It is not possible, you know, for Jesus to come in a situation and the situation remains the same. The situation must change. He speaks to nature, and nature will listen to him. And the Bible tells us to say, when Christ woke up, the Bible says he rebuked the wind, and the Bible tells us to say, and the raging waves, it says, they ceased, and there was calmness. Come on, to amangwe habana lihudidimala hasefifo. There was calmness, and we are told, the Bible says, after then Jesus said to them, gentlemen, where is your faith? And they were so afraid. They were marveled, they marveled, then, and they said to one another, who then is this man? Who is this Jesus that he commands even the wind and water, and they obey him? Oh, this is so great. This is so powerful, because Jesus, in his own very nature, we know that he came here on earth and he limited his power. He is God himself, you know, and he just limited the power so that he can present himself as a living sacrifice to save humanity, to save people of this world. And the Bible says they asked themselves a question to say, but who is this man that even the winds and the water are able to obey him? It means now, according to my understanding, the very nature itself is able to listen to the commandment of Christ, to command. When Christ commands the wave was able to listen to him. When he rebuked the wind, the Bible tells us to say the wind died down, and the raging waves, and they were able to cease, and there was calmness. Now, in our situations, there are waves that which we come across. There are, you know, winds that which we experience, that which we face. But when Jesus intervenes in our situations, the Bible tells us to say there will be calmness. And this is what we hold on, Tate Mashaki.
Pastor Ernest Hwadi, we need Jesus to intervene in our family.
We need him
in whatever that we do, and he brings peace.
Yeah.
No wonder the Bible says, Pastor Ernest,
mm.
and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding,
amen,
shall keep your hearts and your minds,
wow,
through Christ Jesus. Haliding,
haliding.
Ritlela ke matla.
Listen to this one.
Talk to me.
Listen to this.
Talk
one.
Talk to me. Say.
They said, who is this man? Even the winds and the water will obey.
I love that.
It
is
Jesus Christ.
I love that.
Yeah.
And munna o ge bua ka yena ke a bona o tlala matla.
Yes.
Ke ra munna o Jesu.
Jesu Christ ntate mashake. You know, he intervened in my personal life.
Aha. Now you are talking now.
And I now you are talking. Now that's why I really understand this passage of scripture to say even the winds and waters obey
Na ba butsisa ke motho mo joang
ke motho mo joang
you're trying to explain
yes.
This
yeah hore motho o ke motho o mo joang. And when we try to answer this question
that
we
what?
Say ntate mashakeng Jesu Kriste o is God
okay
who came in the form of a human being.
I see.
And he limited his power so that he can present himself a living sacrifice among men so that we can be able to be saved.
So it means that Jesu ona watsepagala.
He's faithful. Watsepagala ntate mashakeng. That's why I must say to us that he Jesu Kriste ri mitsa watsepagala and hape wa khona ho intervene ka mahare ha maemo a rona. Ha intervene ka mahare ha maemo a rona, he's able to do things tse leng hore people will ask to say mara wena o tswile jwang ka mahare ha challenges. There are challenges where when you are in those challenges,
yes.
People will write you off. People will conclude to say you will never survive.
Mm.
People will delete you. People will close the chapter to say
you will
never make it.
I can imagine.
Kufedile ka Thompson Mashake.
Hey.
Only to find that God hasn't said no as yet. There's a purpose.
Nah. Ke mulele ditsietsi
tsenkhathatsang
tsa lefase
tsa lefase
ke rule tsotlhe
exactly
go yena
ntate mashakeni
muruti
are ruleng tsohle. Let us not give up in this Christ. Jesu Kriste o batla rena fela gore re tle re bitse lebitso la hae re re master we are perishing. And the Bible says he then rebuked the wind and the raging waves and they ceased and there was calmness.
Na ri tuta ngona mo he rebuke the raging wind and the storm and there was calmness. Explain murutirut.
What is impossible with men, it is possible with God. In other words, there are situations telong hore more na batho ha di khonege, but with God all these situations are possible. With God, ntate mashakeni, we can make it. With God on our side, when we are in situations, let us call upon the name Jesus. Lebitso la Bible ya re ruta hore re filwe lebitso la Jesu lefatseng mo ileng hore re ka khona go pholoswa ka lona. And it is the name, just the calling of the name of Jesus, that we are able, to ask God to say, Father, help us in this and that. And God is going to intervene because the name of Jesus itself, it is a weapon that helps us to fight all the demonic influences, all the sicknesses, all the problems, the mountains that which we face, that mashakeni, we are able to command them and they will go.
Pastor Ernest Hwadi, Intimate Moments, the Wednesday edition. We love the conversation as well, and we love what is coming into the Word of God. Remember that God is faithful to us, and God is faithful to you as well as a child of God. Mitse, mubitani, call unto Him, because He is a friend, Muruti Hwadi, that sticks closer than a brother.
Praise God.
The Lord Jesus.
Wow.
Mm.
You know, that's a powerful quotation that
Emmanuel yes, Muruti.
To say He is a friend that
sticks closer than a brother. Yes.
Now it means that He is indeed our friend. And when He was talking to His disciples, He said to them, by the way,
okay.
He said, I will be your friend, you will be my friend. So
okay.
This friendship thing
okay.
is there. And right. it is biblical that
I see.
He says, I will call you
my friend.
Now He is a friend.
Sure.
A true friend.
Because a friend relate to each other amicably. Nicely.
Nicely.
I don't hide anything to my friend.
Now that is transparency.
Okay. That is the good word.
Yes.
That is the right word.
When
yes.
you have a faithful friend, a friend that sticks close than a brother, that make sure you don't lose that friend.
I love that. I love that.
They are very rare.
A
friend whom you will be able to discuss anything,
yes,
is a true friend. A friend who will not betray you,
I see,
is a true friend.
I see.
A friend that you would be able to pour out, to ventilate, to speak, to discuss even the deeper issues of your heart.
I see.
But Mashakini, that is a friend.
I love that.
The only friend that we have is Christ. Christ, you are able to go to him and expose your heart to him to say, Lord, this is me. And after all, there is nothing hidden before his face.
Pastor Ernest Wadi, I want us to look at the very same Jesus in terms of us standing in the word of God when the storm arises. Because Yena, he just awoke and rebuked.
Oh,
yes. He used the word. So as we continue, I want us to look at why is it so important to know the promises of the word of God in times of need, in times of trouble.
Okay.
Well, Intimate Moments continues on a Wednesday evening on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Now, we're looking at the storms of life and how Jesus Christ was able to say, peace be still. Now, Pastor Ernest Wadi, we have been given the word. Now, Paul says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, Murut.
Amen.
It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished in all good works. Now, why is it so important to stick by the word of God in a stormy situation?
Yes, Ndade Masrakin, thank you so much. It is very vital for us to stick in the word of the Lord when we, you know, experience stormy situations. And the vitality of it is on this following ups, aspect, Ndade Masrakin, that the promises of God are yes and amen. In other words, whatsoever that God promised us, God will not fail us like the people of the world. Whatsoever that he promised. And remember, the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs, it says, you know, God is not like men, nor like the son of man, that he can lie. Whenever he makes a promise, he makes sure that he carries out to its fulfillment. And it is so vital to stick into the promises of God, Ndate Mashakeni, because he always promised to be with us. God is so faithful in our lives. The first thing, I mean, he gave us salvation. When we go through tough situation, he will save us, as he was able to save the disciples in the boat, where at that time they were experiencing, you know, danger. They were experiencing, you know, a threatening situation where anything could have happened. They could have lost their lives, and their families would have been crying and so on because of, you know, the challenges that they were experiencing. But because he is faithful in his promises, he really delivered them from those storm situations. Now, God's promises are always carried out.
Now, I love the way you explain scriptures.
Yeah.
Let me go back to the verse that you quoted, Numbers 23, verse number 19. And Murut, I want you to go through this one.
Oh, yes.
God is not a man.
True.
That he should lie, neither the son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Numbers 23, verse number 19. As we're talking about standing in the word in good times, in bad times, in stormy times, in rainy times, you know, in joyful times as well.
Yeah. No, that's so correct, Ndate Mashakeni. It's one of the passages of scripture that will always enlighten us so that we understand that whatsoever that God has promised us, he will carry it to its fulfillment.
Nice.
You know,
nice.
Once we understand
that.
Yes. Even when we are in the stormy situation, that Mashakeni,
my brother,
God's intervention will be there. He promised to be with us. That's why Jesus, the Bible tells us to say, he rebuked the storm. Now, this means that he was fulfilling his promises. He rebuked the storm. In our, you know, the crisis that which we find ourselves in, we call upon the name of the Lord and he will intervene. People of this world, they will tell you, your friends, Ndati Mashakeni, people of, you know, of this world, your families, you know, your neighbors, they will tell you, you know, listen to what people normally say, modi funerale.
All right.
They will say, liri vitse ngwana bo rena ka bakala re mukete kete ke a uta rena ha sa le yo rena, we will now have to step in, we will take you, we will carry you. But when the reality comes,
yes,
and then you call the very same uncle who was saying that during the funeral, and you say to him, uncle, please, I don't have funds for the school
right.
fees and so on.
Yeah.
He will be nowhere to be found.
I see.
Now people change their minds.
It's normal.
That's the nature of a human being.
Yes.
But
yes.
The nature of God differs.
Okay.
Differs far, you know, away from the nature of man.
I see.
The nature of man, people will make promises.
Ah.
But when it comes to the fulfillment of those promises, then they change.
That's why, Muruti, God can be trusted.
Yes.
Always.
God can be. And no wonder the passage of scripture that which you read from the book of Numbers.
Yes.
God is not a man. No.
It means human beings are fallible.
Exactly.
They have got mistakes.
Yeah.
They are not perfect.
Human beings,
they change,
they
like
change.
You said.
Yes. They make promises out of their emotions because
that's human.
That's human.
Human.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then after making so many promises, I mean, what is it that people have promised you? And some of those promises they haven't delivered.
And what is it that the people you promise as a listener out there?
Yeah.
And you never fulfill them.
Exactly.
Yes.
I mean, last year we were talking about
there was
this visiothon during the course of this week.
Yeah,
radio pulpit.
I remember.
People
I remember.
Will
I remember.
Promise to play.
Yeah, they do. Anyway, yeah, because we are human. Sometimes you find that you are in a financial crisis. You are not able to give. As it should.
The fulfillment of the promise, of the pledge that you have made. But now, I want to bring us to this point to say, now, God is not like us to make a promise and not to fulfill it.
That should make us to repent daily that we sorry, Lord, some of the things that we said with our mouth and we promised, we never made it happen.
His promises.
And we you know, as human beings.
Ah, yes.
His promises are yes.
And amen.
And amen. Talk to me, Muruti. You're talking from experience when you said.
Yes.
About it's a 1, 2, 3. And the reality comes. And they are nowhere to be found.
There are people now, they are heartbroken. People, they feel they are betrayed because, you know, somebody extended a helping hand. Somebody said, I will assist you at school. Somebody said, I will buy this and that. I will pay for this and that. Somebody even said, I will marry you. And when they said, I will marry you, Ndati Mashakeni, you held on that promise. Only to find that things will change. The very person who said, I will support you, I will take you through this, today he has changed his mind. Now we are simply saying, don't focus more on the promises of men.
Yes.
Because the promises of men change his mind.
All right.
But God is so faithful to a point of, you know, fulfilling whatsoever that he has promised.
I love that, Maruti. And we are not saying you shouldn't respect male.
Exactly.
Men should be respected. You live in harmony.
Yes, that's so true.
Mutual understanding with them.
Yes.
But you shouldn't go to an extent of trusting men.
Because you are going to be heartbroken.
I love that. Somebody
is sitting with a ring of
all
promise.
Right.
You know.
I think you are speaking to someone out there. Yes, talk to me.
The ring.
Yes.
Since they bought you a ring, but it has never come to the fulfillment of seeing yourself, wearing that ring.
Hey, Muruti, butloko mos.
It's very painful.
It is heartbreaking.
It is betrayal. I've counseled people who said, what should I do in this situation?
I can imagine, Muruti,
where this man has promised.
I can imagine, Muruti, Kwadi.
But he married another.
Hey.
I'm heartbroken. I was looking up to this man. But today things have turned away to be something else. But we are simply saying, let us learn to trust the Lord. And let's learn to heal and to forgive in the situation. Somebody has been holding on the promises that were given by another person. But let's learn to trust the Lord. God will never disappoint us.
I love that. God will never disappoint us. And you, as a child of God, Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, we continue with the conversation. Stay tuned. Well, I'm so excited that we were able to talk to you, my family. And when Pastor Khadi was sharing the word, I'm blessed as well. And you look at our lives and say, we are facing so many, many situations. But there is God in heaven who is able to help us. So in the final analysis, we would like to hear, what is it that we have learned? The lessons drawn from the conversation that Pastor Khadi is having with us regarding the storms of life. However, allow me to read here Pastor Ernest Khadi.
Yes, Ndati Mashakeli.
It says here in Psalm 94, verse number 19, in the multitude of my anxieties within me, your comforts delight me. Now, this person is facing some storms.
Yeah.
But he says, your comfort, your presence, it's my delight.
Amen.
Let's finish what we have started, Murut, in terms of the summarizing and the lessons drawn.
Thank you so much, Ndati Mashakeni. One of the lessons that which we can see out of the story of Jesus, you know, rebuking the winds.
Yes.
Is to realize faith and trust.
I love that.
Yes. Now, Jesus' rebuke of the storm teaches us about the power of words.
Amen.
And faith.
Mm.
Now, the good thing is that when he woke up, he asked them the question to say, where is your faith? Now, this is where we are able to learn about faith and trust in Jesus Christ. We are children of God, and whenever we experience, you know, so difficult situations, let us know that we use and apply our faith, and also to say we trust that Jesus Christ is intervening in the situation. And every time we acknowledge our faith in him and even the trust, then we are going to overcome the situation. We are going to go being satisfied and content because we know that Christ will always intervene. This is a lesson that which we can learn. The other lesson that Mashakini, that which we need to learn, it is to overcome fear and anxiety. We don't have to be ruled by fear. The disciples were very fearful. The disciples, they were not sure. When they saw the storm, the sea raging and so on, the waves. They were very fearful in the presence of the Lord Jesus. They did not use faith at that time. What are we learning? We learn that we must be able to overcome our fear by calling upon the name of Jesus. In every storm that we experience, let us command the storm. Let us speak by faith and say in the name of Jesus, we know that that situation will be able to change. We cannot afford to allow fear to rule us, to allow fear to control us, to allow fear to subject us in situations and make us think that we cannot break through. We will definitely break through. Let's take the step of faith where we are going to say we are now overcoming fear and anxiety. Another thing that which we can learn, Tati Mashakin, is to say that Jesus has the authority over nature and circumstances. It's very much important to realize that, because he spoke with nature. And that's when the disciples, they said, but who is this man? Even the waters, you know, the storms are able to obey him. He has power over nature and even to control the circumstances. Whatever you find, the circumstance that you find yourself in, just know that Jesus Christ has the power to demonstrate his authority. And Jesus indeed demonstrated his control over the forces of, you know, of nature. And he spoke with nature and situations changed. And I repeat, in every situation that we find ourselves in, let's acknowledge that Jesus Christ has the authority over nature, even over the circumstances. It doesn't matter what kind of the circumstances, but he has the authority. He has the power to change whatsoever that is happening around us. We are intimidated at times by what is happening around us, the environment, the circumstances, at times the nature. When nature takes place, it really threatens us to a point where we think that nature is more powerful than Christ, only to find that today we are learning to say Jesus Christ has the authority over nature and the circumstances, and he's able to speak and to command that. Now, the last thing that I want to bring, Ntate Mashakeni, is to say the application in our daily lives. We are able to apply principles that Jesus Christ is teaching the disciples. When he stood up, Jesus, he said to them, "Where is your faith?" Now, in other words, he's simply teaching them to say, when I was sleeping, it was not because I was sleeping, but because I wanted to teach you how you should apply the faith that which I have been teaching you, you know, always when I am with you. Now, we have been taught today, what we need to do is to put into practice what the Lord has been teaching us, what the Holy Spirit is always reminding us, what the Holy Spirit is always, you know, giving us. Because he does confirm to say, in every situation, there is a way that the Holy Spirit will talk to you to say, there's a door. And for you, as you walk towards that door, you must take the step of faith. And time and again, Tati Mashakeni,
yes,
we will always refer to what King David said.
All right.
Even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because I know you are with me.
We are summarizing and drawing lessons, my family, from what we have learned from the story of Jesus when he was calming the storm. And I can sense the presence of the Holy Spirit as Murthy is summarizing this. That indeed, wherever you are listening to us, the Holy Spirit is with you.
Amen.
He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we think or ask, because his power is supernatural.
Yeah.
The assurance that you're always giving the family on the radio, you're seeing the Lord is with us. Why?
Yes, Ndade Mashakeni, it is because this is what the Bible is teaching us. And he said, I will be with you to the end of the very age.
All right.
That is in the book of Matthew.
Yes, Maruti.
He has promised not to leave us. He's not going to leave us nor forsake us. But he said, up until the very end of the age,
I see.
He says to us, I will be with you. We need to call upon him.
Yes. Meaning that, Ndade Kwati, we can hold on to that assurance.
Yes.
I'm going to be with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once we understand that, Mashakeni, you know, the situations of the world will not intimidate us.
I see.
That's why earlier I quoted a passage of scripture that says, greater is Christ in me than the one who is in this world.
Okay.
Now, as he promised, we know that he will make it happen. Now, we should not doubt. The problem is doubt.
Lord have mercy.
Yes. Once we do away with, you know, doubt.
Yeah.
And continue to believe that he is always with us. He carries us through. Ndade Mashakeni. He was with Moses. He was with Abraham.
Amen.
Isaac. He was with all these, you know, prominent leaders in the Bible.
Yes,
the
Maruti.
Old Testament.
Yeah.
You know, even in the New Testament.
Yes.
You can see that God is always present. So why should we worry about the challenges of this world? We will experience challenges. And Jesus himself experienced so many challenges. The disciples as well, Paul, you know, John, Peter, they all experienced challenges, but they never, you know, forsaken the Lord.
That's it for this evening, Pastor Ernest Hwadi Murutiwaka. Thank you so much.
Ndade Mashakeni, thank you, and may the Lord continue to do you well.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.